This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. The Apostle Paul writes about the dispensation of the mystery that was hid in God away from ages and generations. This dispensation did not start until Israel was set aside in Acts 28. Before Acts 28, the kingdom of God was concerning Jesus as related to the law of Moses and the prophets. See Acts 28:23. After the setting aside of Israel, however, the kingdom of God was concerning the Lord Jesus Christ without reference to the law of Moses and the prophets. See Acts 28:31. Paul was bound for the hope of Israel during the Acts. After the Acts, when Israel was set aside, he became a prisoner for the Gentiles. Paul said this in Ephesians 3, verses 8 through 11. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, was this grace given, that I should preach as wonderful news among the Gentiles the untraceable riches of Christ, and to enlighten all as to what is the dispensation of the mystery that has been hidden from the ages in God, in order that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the purpose of the ages which he made in Christ Jesus our Lord. When we examine this passage, we see the following. First, the riches of Christ are untraceable. Second, the dispensation is a secret. Third, the wisdom displayed is very complex. Fourth, this was only known by revelation. Fifth, Paul was commissioned to enlighten all. Sixth, this was a new testimony to a new sphere. And this sphere was to the principalities and powers. Paul was very emphatic that this was all a secret. Yet men try to search out this subject of the dispensation of the mystery in the scriptures written before it was revealed. This is a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. In vain can you find any traces of this mystery before Acts 28. Only Paul's last seven letters written after the setting aside of Israel reveal this mystery. And those letters are Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. Paul said in Colossians 1:25-26 that of this dispensation of the mystery he was made a minister according to the dispensation of God which is given to me, said Paul, for you, to complete the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hidden away from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. So Paul makes the same claims here as he did in Ephesians 3. First, the dispensation completes the word of God. Paul's ministry after the setting aside of Israel fills the gap that would have otherwise existed between the setting aside of Israel and their repentance and restoration in the future. Second, this dispensation was hidden away from generations. The generations commenced in Genesis 2:4, where we see the generations of the heavens and of the earth. Third, the mystery was hidden away from ages. The blessings of the mystery are said to be before the disruption of the world in Ephesians 1:4 and before age times in Titus 1:1-3 and 2 Timothy 1:9-11. So this unique time period is linked with the dispensation of the mystery. And third, it was made manifest to his saints. This is a message for believers in Christ to embrace, not a message for the so-called heathen. That's what John's gospel was for. So to conclude, the mystery of Paul's last seven letters after the setting aside of Israel was hidden until God revealed it to Paul. Those who depart from Paul's teaching are said to depart from the faith. Paul said that all those in Asia turned away from him, and that meant they departed from the truth. The messenger and his message were linked. All of these scriptures that we have read to you prove the exclusive character of Paul's commission and of this present dispensation. And this is why Satan keeps Christians busy with the Sermon on the Mount, the Acts of the Apostles, the Gospel of the Kingdom, signs and wonders, and yes, even the rapture of the Acts period. Satan does this to keep us away from the realization of the truth, the faith, and the teacher of the dispensation which is for today. Why? Because if we know what God's calling is today, we can walk worthy of it, and Satan does not want that. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.